Jupiter's moons, they actually confirm creation.
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the co-authors of the new book, War of the Worldviews. Well, Ken, that sounds fascinating. Tell us about how the moons of Jupiter confirm the book of Genesis.
Mark, one of our ministry friends, Dr. Russell Humphreys, authored the book Starlight and Time. Now, he's developed a model of the history and structure of the universe, or what we call cosmology, and it's based upon the Bible. Using this foundation, he then used his knowledge of physics to predict the magnetic fields of what are called the Galilean moons of Jupiter, Ganymede, Io, Europa, and Callisto. His predictions were drastically different than those made by evolutionary scientists. Now, what's so exciting about all this? Well, scientists have now been able to measure the magnetic fields of these moons. And guess what? What they found matched what Russ Humphreys predicted. In other words, a model of cosmology based on the Bible worked. For example, Dr. Humphreys predicted that Ganymede would have the largest magnetic field due to its large core size. But Europa's, Russ said, should be small due to its small core size. And this is what they found. He also predicted Callisto wouldn't have a magnetic field, and this matched also. Well, scientists like Dr. Humphreys are able to predict answers because they start with the right answers from the Bible.
Starting with God's Word, we can learn a lot about astronomy. Read Dr. Jason Lyle's free booklet, Astronomy and the Bible, when you go to our website, answersradio.com.